Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series. And now, Bill Jordan.
I want to begin this podcast, which is about Veterans Day, by pointing out, as I did back on Memorial Day, the difference between the two, because some people seem to confuse them. Veterans Day, which we observe this weekend, is a national holiday when we honor all those who have served our nation in uniform. Memorial Day, in May, is a national day of observance when we honor those who have died while in service to our nation. There is a difference. My family is full of veterans, representing each of the five service branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and the oft-forgotten Coast Guard, the Coasties. And I am honored to include many friends in my life who have served. And I am most humbled by those friends who call me brother, as I feel very unworthy of that moniker. I mean, quite honestly, I don't think I'd make it till lunchtime on the first day of boot camp. I recall with great affection the times my dad would tell me of his experiences in World War II. And of course, now when I was a kid, a little guy, they usually were of a, you know, like a funny story about trying to catch a chicken or falling through the floor in Germany, kicking a door in on a house in Germany, falling through the floor and landed in a vat of sauerkraut. You know, something funny that had happened. And as I grew older, his anecdotes, his stories became much more serious. And he would direct me to learn things by the numbers, just like he did in the Army. And I still laugh to myself whenever I remember when on those occasions I'd screw something up, you know, bring him the wrong kind of screwdriver or be late to meet him for dinner or something. He'd say to me, "Good thing this isn't a combat situation." Fortunately, it was not. In my mind, service to our nation is one of the most noble endeavors upon which one may embark. I love our vets. Any time I spend with one is a true gift. And I want to leave you with this poem by Charles M. Province, U.S. Army. It's entitled, "It Is the Soldier." It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped in the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for everything.
Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series from Bill Jordan. New episodes available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.